Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? I'm James Lopez, and welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. Today, I want to talk about a topic many dads shy away from, and that topic is joining a dad's group. Before joining one myself, I had the same misconceptions many dads have, the main one being, who the fuck joins a dad's group? What the hell can they provide for me? Shit, I'm a cool dad. Most of these dads aren't cool enough for me, and I don't really need to make new friends. Man, oh man, was I an ignorant young dad. I mean, I was just dumb. When my oldest turned 5, things changed, though. I had just quit my job to start a technology media company with a stranger who eventually became a good friend of mine. Entrepreneurship is just like fatherhood in so many ways. There's no blueprints to it. You don't really have time to make new friends. Oh, and it gets lonely as hell. I know. Dads don't need anyone telling them how to be dads. And dads like us, well, we don't really need new friends anyway. We are full of pride, but I was wrong and didn't figure that out until I joined a mastermind group for entrepreneurs. They were my backbone in a world that many didn't understand. They knew exactly what I was going through at times because they had to deal with the same shit. The same can be said for a dad's group. They know what we're going through, and many of them are open to providing support. Here are 3 reasons why you should join a dad's group just like I did. The first reason is that there's no blueprint on fatherhood. You can hit the few bookstores out there like Barnes & Noble and find thousands of books telling you how to be a dad. They all suck and are full of crap that many of us don't need. It's impossible to have a blueprint since we are all different. We all father differently. Most of us, we didn't really plan on having kids anyway. Our pull-out game was just not working that day. My wife and I didn't plan any of it. A night of fun. I had a few weeks of extreme fun to care that. We were the first in our age group to have kids and didn't have a clue at what we were doing. All we knew was that we were going to give it our all to raise our kids, just like you guys. Those first few years were full of ups and downs that I could only share with my parents. They were the only people that would understand what we were going through. Then I finally joined a dad's group where I am now a co-organizer. That dad's group is called the New York City Dad's Group and is part of an overall collective called the City Dad's Group. I joined because I wanted to find cool things to do with my kids, but what I got instead was a support group like no other. Whether it was live and direct or through the group's message boards, I was able to learn how to be a better parent without the pressure of feeling like a loser for not knowing something. My pride was still messing with me. So at first, I would just stalk our forums and read about things dads went through. They were and are a network of dads willing to share their trials and tribulations with no shame so other dads can learn. They were also quick to answer any questions a dad like me had, even if I was hiding behind a computer screen. They couldn't provide that blueprint that many dads look for, but they did even better. They gave me the support I didn't think I needed from other dads and friendship. That friendship is another reason to join a dad's group, and once again, I didn't think I needed it. I'm a prideful dude. Making friends wasn't even a thought in my head. Maybe it's a guy thing, who knows? We dads are funny when it comes to friendships, especially new ones. Being the first of my group of friends to have kids put me in a position where chilling with my old friends just wasn't the same. They wanted to get wasted every weekend and turn up, while I had to make it back home to little man to take them to baseball practice or t-ball practice in 90-degree weather. They wanted to talk about the females they got with. I wanted to talk about my son's good grades. Things got different after a year. My wants and my priorities changed. Everything revolved around my kids, and my friends that didn't have any kids just didn't cut it at times. I still had love for them, but they couldn't advise me on parenting when they weren't parents. Those real-deal convos that are needed as a dad, well, I couldn't have them with friends that weren't fathers themselves. My own network was shrinking because they didn't add value to my life as a dad, and that's okay. It's always quality over quantity. Let's repeat that, man. It's always quality over quantity. They were still my people. I just needed more people dealing with the same things I was dealing with. I needed more dad friends, and I didn't even know it. By joining the dad's group, I was able to join a group of people whose priorities closely matched my own. They didn't always fit in perfectly with what I was looking for in a friendship, and that was the beauty of it. I didn't have to be friends with everyone in the group to learn from them or get answers thrown my way. It isn't hard finding people you can relate to when you actually look in the right place. We outgrow people and sometimes just need to add a few new faces to our friends list. Don't let that manly pride of yours stop you from meeting some dope people you have never attempted to meet before anyway. We were on Good Morning America talking about dad shaming. We recorded that segment at my friend's house. That friend I met through the New York City Dads Group. Go figure. The last reason to join a dads group is probably my favorite. New you, new activities. Before having my kids, my activities consisted of clubbing with my friends or breaking night playing Call of Duty with them. That was my way of having fun when I wasn't in college working on my degrees. Oh, the good old days. I miss them, but not so much. Once my son popped out, though, wow, everything changed. My career took off since I needed money to support him, and all those cool things I loved doing had to get modified. I didn't kill everything I loved doing. I just had to find ways to make it work. Those late night sessions of chilling with my crew turned into feeding sessions with my son every 3 hours. We start replacing all of those cool things we used to do with our friends or solo with time with our family, and that part took me some time to really appreciate it. I mean, it wasn't easy. It really took me some time to appreciate the time that I was having with my family, especially my son. I looked at it like most dads. My kids just messed up everything, but in reality, they just helped give me a more solid foundation of life. Gone were the nights of breaking night at a club. Anyone that has to raise their kids know that doing it on 2 hours of sleep and waking up with a mean hangover is nowhere near as fun or as easy as it sounds. It's horrible. So I made sure to only have nights like that every so often. And I only did it when I knew my wife was going to be able to take care of my kids or handle the kids alone. That's just the reality, but that doesn't mean that you can't have fun or even more fun than you had before having kids. By joining the dad's groups, I found activities that I could do with my kids at any day, any moment. Some of these activities were bucket list items that I never thought were going to happen. Like the time the New York City's dad group took us to see the NCAA Elite Eight round of the NCAA championships. Yeah, March Madness. I love college basketball and always wanted to be part of March Madness. I got to fulfill that dream with my son who loved basketball just like I did. And it only happened because of the New York City dads group. I was living my best life, and best of all, I was doing it with the best part of my life, my son. People ask me all the time how I find such dope things to do with my kids. Well, the secret is out. I joined a dad's group, and it continues to hook me up till this day. I like to tell people that their presence doesn't have to be boring. The dad's group solidified that for me, and it will do the same for you. So before you write off a dad's group because you're too cool and only lames join a group like that, think again. There are no blueprints to being a dad, but you will have access to dads actually fathering their kids and letting the world know how they are doing it without any remorse. You will make new friends because you will find people in these groups that are just like you and are dealing with the things you deal with. Some are lame, some are even cooler than yourself. Hey, the truth is the truth. Sometimes you find that one dude that's way cooler than you. Sometimes you run into that one dude that you say, man, I don't want nothing to do with you. Get out of here. And last but not least, if you want to create dope memories doing things you didn't even know existed, they will hook you up. They will put you onto so much that you will question why you didn't join earlier. That's the truth. Join a dad's group. It has been one of the smartest moves I have ever made. I don't know how I lived without it. If you are part of a dad's group or want to know more about a city dad's group near you, hit me up on Instagram at FatherhoodIsLit or email me at james@cool4dads.com. You'll never know how dope a dad group is or how much you need one until you try. Make your presence felt and join one today. Fatherhood is lit.